Now joining us by phone for Weekend Outdoors, it's Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and I hope you can hear me okay.
I can hear you just fine right now, Larry.
Ah, terrific. Yeah, I'm a little bit late, but I'm glad we're getting through. I am calling you from a boardwalk near Ashland, Wisconsin.
Oh.
I'm here for Shawangan Bay Nature Festival, which is a phenomenal event that I'm so glad to be participating in every year. It is here, and the forecast is for the temperature to continue being warm. Did you get any of the thunderstorms last couple nights?
Not last evening. The evening before, we had quite a bit of very loud thunder. Not a lot of rain, but a lot of thunder and lightning. Did you have that as well?
Well, we didn't even have that much of thunder and lightning. I heard some rumbles last night, and I thought something was moving in, but it kept on going further north. Yeah, we are dry. Yesterday's temperature in Duluth, the Weather Service set a record 87 degrees. And, of course, another month above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. Yeah, I'd like to see some rain tonight, but we'll see what Mother Nature has to say about that. More than 15 hours of daylight now and a continuation of migration going on. Tremendous number of warblers. The people around here keep track of what they've been seeing, and it's been seeing more than 20 kinds of warblers. And that's quite phenomenal. This past week, I had a chance to see orioles, the scarlet tanagers, and red ruby-throated hummingbirds, kingbird. Indigo bunting was reported. I didn't see it myself, but it was reported. Crested flycatcher. And then this morning, cuckoo was calling. Chimney swifts, house wrens, all in near areas. Catbirds, just a tremendous amount. Most of the migrants have returned. I still haven't seen all of them, but most have returned. But maybe the biggest migrant news this week, though, was not the birds. It was the monarch butterfly. I saw the first one on Sunday, the 13th, and then realized that I was not alone. Many other people were seeing them. We had a strong south wind that day, and apparently the butterflies just drifted up from the south, and there's a large number of them here. I have yet to see it, but I've had a couple people tell me that they've also seen the big yellow one called the tiger swallowtail. Now, those two, monarch and the Canadian tiger swallowtail, are the largest two butterflies we have in our area. But we have a moth which is bigger than either of the two, and that is the Luna moth. Well, one day this week, I was out for a walk at about dusk, and what did I find but a Luna moth? Now, all these things are much earlier than normal. I rarely see a Luna moth before the 1st of June, so it's really amazing. Great tree frogs calling in abundance last night after the hot day. Wow, were they out calling. And then American toads. I heard them this morning, and it seems like a couple places I was at, I heard them all the time. They have a kind of a trilling sound. And when they call intensity, but their season doesn't last very long. And so if you have a chance to hear the sound and can follow it to where they're breeding, it's quite an amazing thing to see. All these toads, which normally never go in water, are all congregating in water. And they're fighting each other off and so forth for a territorial place to lay their eggs. In addition to that, there are plenty of wildflowers still out in the woods. I've noticed a big change in my woods and in Jay Cook State Park, how we've gone from the earlier wildflowers to ones now that are a little bit more shade-tolerant. The nodding trillium are blooming, baneberry, sarsaparilla, starflower, clintonia, Solomon seal, wild lily of the valley, and even columbine is in bloom now. Once again, everything is a bit early. The biggest surprise, though, came this morning when I was on my way here and I saw the first lupin already in bloom. Now, once again, that's something not unusual for me, but this is a bit early for it. Plenty of the trees, flowering crabs in Duluth are just outstanding right now. Choke cherries are abundant. We've got hawthorns coming to bloom, lilac all over the place, and I even saw the last tree of all to open its leaves, and that's black ash. Where I'm sitting here right now, I can see one that's opening its leaves. So we are certainly moving along in season. And if that's enough, I picked a ton of rhubarb yesterday. So, okay. Good weekend. I suggest getting out and enjoying it.
Well, thanks, Larry. Thanks for breaking away for your fun festival weekend and joining us. And yes, I just harvested a bunch of rhubarb as well, and I'm trying to think of how many different recipes to use it up.
Yep. No, Enjoy it. Have a good weekend.
You too, Larry. Bye. Thanks, now. And that was Weekend Outdoors with Larry Weber, a regular contributor here at WTIP.